This program may contain descriptions of violence, drug use, Jesus juice, animal abuse, morals that are loose, squirrel and moose, dropping a deuce, full frontal nudity, and adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
This episode of Florida Men is brought to you by the City of Orlando. When you think of Orlando, you probably think of theme parks. Well, did you know that of all the major theme parks in Central Florida, only one is actually in the City of Orlando? Just one. It's not the one with the mouse. They made sure to build that monstrosity outside of the city to avoid taxes and government regulations. And it's not the one with all the fish. See what lack of regulations gets you? A documentary about animal abuse that guts your attendance numbers. It's the one with all the movies. No, not the knockoff movie theme park that the mouse people built. The original one. Well, the original one that isn't in Hollywood. And it really took us some convincing to get them to build it in the city limits. We basically had to give them some huge tax incentives that really puts a burden on the rest of the city's businesses and residents. But hey, they get the benefit of all the money spent by tourists that the park brings in, along with all the traffic. What was our point? Oh, yeah. Come to Orlando on your next family vacation. But don't stay in a hotel outside the city limits. We need you to stay in the city so we can recoup the cost of this ad and bed taxes. Not sure what hotels are actually in the city? Just search for Orlando on Google Maps. See that squiggly red line that looks like the results of a Republican congressman's gerrymandering wet dream? Pick a hotel inside that area. Orlando. We're not sure exactly where it is either. And now, Florida Men, the podcast.
Coming to you from America's Wayne, this is Florida Men, the podcast for Friday, May the 25th, 2018.
Each week, we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
Gator in the Hole!
Love is an excessive thing.
Prom is great!
And a Florida woman on the hop.
Plus, Florida Man versus Tourist, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
Have we actually had any listener email or V-mail yet?
Not yet, no.
So, but if we ever did, this is where it would go.
Yeah,
right?
So send us emails and call our voicemail line. You can get that number at the end of the show.
We have a number?
Didn't you listen last week?
I won both of the rounds of the thingamajiggy. So
you were
I had all the beer.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to talk to you because we had our Go Topless Day this last weekend.
We did.
And that was a lot of fun. We raised a lot of money for charity. But I was under the impression that you weren't camping that night.
I had no intention to.
And I saw some pictures. Did you just sleep in a hammock outside?
I slept in a hammock. I had a friend of mine move his Jeep in behind another Jeep, and I strung a hammock between. I was actually going to sleep in the Jeep.
Uh-huh.
After some bad decisions, I decided it would be best if I stayed there that night. And so I was going to sleep in the Jeep. So I slept in the front. I'd sat down in the front, and that was very uncomfortable. So then I laid down in the back. That was uncomfortable. Then I opened the door with my feet hanging out, and that didn't work either. So in my brilliant mind self, I'm thinking, how am I going to MacGyver this to come up with a better place to sleep? And then I thought, shit, I got a hammock. So I went to the back of the Jeep, found my hammock. Got a friend of mine to move his Jeep to the behind another Jeep, strung a hammock between two Jeeps, and slept probably the best night's sleep I've had in months.
Okay, well, for those people who weren't in Florida last weekend, how was the weather?
It rained.
Yeah, did you have like a fully enclosed hammock?
I did burrito.
You burrito.
It was a hammock burrito. I laid in the middle, folded them over. Perfect.
Didn't have a zipper though, or
nope.
Anything to
nope.
Really keep the water
nope.
Out. So did you get?
I'm
a
thug, baby. The thug life, right there. Uh huh.
Thug sleeping in a hammock outside.
Yep, between two Jeeps. Thug life.
Let me tell you. Can I give you two guys a friendly piece of advice? Okay. Don't ever go up to the drive-thru. Okay. Always walk up to the counter. You know why? Okay. I'm gonna say. Okay. They fuck you at the drive-thru. Okay. They fuck you at the drive-thru. They know you're gonna be miles away before you find out you got. Fucked, okay? They know you're not going to turn around and go back.
First story, authorities in Florida have arrested a man accused of throwing a live alligator through a restaurant's drive-through window. Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen the fire in the hole videos? Those are complete assholes that do those. But apparently those are incomplete assholes that do those. The fire in the hole videos, if you haven't heard of them or seen them. So,
I don't know what that is.
So that's when somebody records themselves. So basically it's usually teenage boys, because this is the kind of bullshit that teenage boys come up with. And so they'll have a guy in the driver's seat drive up to a drive-through window, and they usually pay first, and then they'll order a large drink, because at the drive-through they usually give you the drink first, because that's ready before your food's ready. And they'll have some dumbass sitting in the passenger seat with the camera going, and the driver will get his drink, and then he'll yell "fire in the hole," take the lid off, and throw it back into the window at the drive-through worker. So I'm thinking this guy was inspired by that, but because he's a Florida man, he, instead of throwing the drink in, he threw an alligator.
All right. Investigators identified Joshua James of Juniper, Florida. Where's Juniper?
Jupiter.
East
Coast.
That's East Coast. As the man who tossed the 3.5-foot reptile into a Wendy's last fall, according to a Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission incident report.
3.5. That's not a big gator.
It's a gator. He faces 3 charges related to the incident: aggravated assault with a deadly weapon,
okay,
unlawful sale, possession, or transporting of an alligator.
Okay, I don't think he sold it.
And petty theft.
I don't think he sold it, but he definitely possessed it and transported it. But what was the petty theft?
James, 24, was taken into custody and booked into the Palm County Detention Center on Monday, as reported by NBC affiliate WPTV.
24 years old. This is a grown-ass man.
The driver, wearing a baseball hat backward, which we should not. We're not going to judge straight off of that. All right. But wearing a baseball hat backward, arrived at the drive-thru window to receive a large drink.
See, like I told you.
I know. Just before 1:30 a.m. on October 11th. According to the report summary of surveillance footage, while the attendant has her back to the window and is at her register, the male driver reaches across the inside of his vehicle in the passenger area and throws an alligator from his vehicle into the drive-thru window. A photograph in the report shows the American alligator flat with his legs splayed on the fast food restaurant's kitchen floor. An officer responding to the incident captured the alligator, taped its jaws shut for safety, of course, and released it into a nearby canal.
Did he cut the tape off before he released it? Because that sure would be really rude. That'd be almost as rude as like drowning a possum in your swimming pool.
I am not. We're not going there.
Yes, that I was. I made that up. I did not actually drown. I thought about it. I didn't drown a possum, though. That was just hyperbole. I really wanted to, but my wife wouldn't let me.
An average female American alligator grows to just over 8 feet in length, according to the National Zoo. That's who they got that from, was the National Zoo.
They had to call it the National Zoo.
They had the zoo.
Wikipedia wasn't a valid source.
The average male grows to just over 11 feet in length. The alligator thrown through the Wendy's drive-through window was just 3.5 feet long. Jeez, you ever seen the teeth on the one? Those little things are sharp.
Yeah, they're like
I had one in my pond behind our house one time that kept eating my, he kept chasing my lures when I would fish. I named him Fred. Yeah, me and Fred had some couple incidents.
Yeah.
The officer later viewed surveillance footage from an adjacent gas station, which shows what appears to be the same driver acting suspiciously minutes before the incident.
He waited to get his drink, just like the typical fire in the hole videos. So I'm thinking this guy was gonna do a regular fire in the hole and then realized, hey, I've got an alligator in my passenger seat.
Yeah, he made that up. I guess sometimes things happen to spur of the moment. You just never know.
Thinking on the fly.
The driver exited the vehicle by pulling himself up and out of the window of his door instead of opening the door itself. So he bow-duped it.
Yeah. Maybe his doors were welded shut.
Dukes of Hazzard taught us that.
Yeah.
The investor notes, adding that the driver and the passenger later continuously looked through the driver's side window at something inside. Once approached by authorities, James admitted to having picked up the alligator along the side of a road, driving to Wendy's and throwing the beast through the drive-through window.
A 3.5-foot gator is not a beast. I'm maybe a beastie, but not a beast.
Still, them things hurt. Once approached by on the side of the road. Judge on Tuesday ordered James to stay away from all Wendy's restaurants.
That's just good advice, though.
To avoid... No, hey, don't. Come on. Wendy's is all right. Baconator. to avoid possession of any weapons. He can't. It doesn't say he can't have them. It says, but he has to avoid possession.
And
of
what
any
does
weapons
have to do with it? Because
to
he...
get a mental health evaluation.
Well, that goes without saying.
And to limit his contact with animals to his mother's dog. That's all the only animals he can touch.
Is his mother's dog like a therapy dog?
James's parents describe him to the TV station as an outdoorsman and harmless prankster, adding that he viewed famous crocodile hunter and Steve Irwin as an idol. I was, swear to goodness, I was wondering where the Crocodile Dundee reference was in here, and you know they had to throw it in somewhere. Mm-hmm. Ed and Linda James told the station that her son was pranking a Wendy's employee whom he knew. It was just a stupid prank that he did that's now turning into this. It's stupid. His mother told WPTV, he's a prankster. He does stuff like this because he thinks it's funny. Funny.
Assault with a deadly weapon. That's hilarious. And of course, mom and dad are defending his actions. Because, you know, that's just harmless pranks. Unlawful sale, possession, or transporting of an alligator. And petty theft. I don't know what the petty theft is.
Is that what you get if you steal animals off the side of the road? Is petty theft?
Maybe he didn't pay for the drink.
Oh, good point. I didn't think about that.
Because sometimes they'll hand that to you before you pay.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to stick around. If I throw a gator in, I'm not going to turn around and give him a five. So they just threw him in there, and he just spread eagle flat on the floor, and he's like, screw this.
Yeah.
Put me back in the road. I did that a couple weekends ago when I went fishing. I was down in Key Largo, and I pulled in a blue crab.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't never caught a blue crab on a shrimp thing before. And I pulled him over, and my buddy goes, well, don't bring him in the boat. And he fell off the thing right in the middle of the boat. God dog it. I ain't never had picked up an alligator and throwed him in the window, though.
Uh-oh. Don't look, Stacy.
Where? Oh, God, I made eye contact.
Psycho hose beast.
Happy anniversary, Wayne.
Stacy, we broke up 2 months ago.
Well, that doesn't mean we can't still go out.
Well, it does, actually. That's what breaking up is.
Don't you want to open your present?
If it's a severed head, I'm going to be very upset.
Story number two. Florida woman sends 65,000 texts to a Tinder date gone wrong.
A Phoenix area man went on a date, one date, with a Florida woman he met online. So the Phoenix man's here in Florida. So he met her down here and goes on. Did he fly all the way here?
Not mentioned.
The meeting likely didn't go well. Not only wasn't there a repeat, he blocked her from the dating app, the woman said. That was last year, and soon afterward, things went wrong, very wrong. Police say that in the next 17 months, the woman sent the man text messages. About 65,000 of them.
I hope she has an unlimited plan.
Including 500 in one day. I'm thinking at the first 200, it's that simple little block button on the phone.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've sent 65,000 texts, and I'm 50 years old. Well, she did in 17 months. I'm 50. Yeah, I'm 50.
Did you just literally forget?
I did.
Old
I forget. I need to, there's an app for it. You can actually... There's a thing on the web. You can actually go in what's my age, and you type in your birthday, and it pulls up what your age is, and I've had to do that a few times.
You can't figure out, you know, what happens, the date is and subtract?
Yes. Well, it happens sometimes. Yeah.
I know. We passed that millennium mark, so you have to carry the one.
It is. You got to take shoes off. In court documents, prosecutors laid out how threatening the tone of some of them were. One said, don't ever try to leave me. I'll kill you. I don't want to be a murderer. In another, she said she would kill him if he left her and would wear his body parts and bathe in his blood, the document said. And
one
that's
date.
Just the half of it.
One date.
I think he should have gone on two just for kicks.
Well, I think he'd had his full.
What's she look? Did you get pictures of her? Oh, I did see pictures online of her.
I'd give her a six.
Is it one of those that you've never gone to bed with an ugly woman, but you woke up with a few? A six? You giving her a six?
Yeah.
A six. A solid six or an iffy six?
Generous six.
I'm
being generous.
When the man was out of town last month, he noticed in his home surveillance that the woman broke into his house and was taking a bath in his tub.
Well, she's clean.
Police came to the residence and discovered not only an uninvited house guest, but also a large butcher knife in the front seat of her car. Officers took her into custody and charged her with felony trespassing. When it was time for her to appear in court, she didn't, authorities said. A warrant was issued for her arrest. On Tuesday, police in Paradise Valley, a small affluent town in Arizona, arrested the woman after they say she showed up at the man's business and claimed to be his wife. They identified her as Jacqueline Aides.
Aides.
In an interview with CNN from jail, the woman says she never intended to hurt the victim and that she still loves him. She says she moved to Arizona from Florida and first met the man in January of 17 after initially connecting online.
So you're not angry with him?
No. Oh my God, no, I love him so much. I just want to love him so much, that's it. And if he doesn't like it, then I'll go home and I'll love my ex-boyfriend. What am I supposed to do?
Has he blocked you on anything else?
No, he lets me text him and he reads all of it.
Where's home for you?
Here.
You said you want to go
Desert Ridge. Oh, I call home Miami just because that's where I came from.
Would you go back to Miami?
I would. If he told me to go to Miami, I would. If he doesn't. I mean, if he's not going to say, if he, whatever he wants me to do.
Should he be afraid of you?
No.
Did he ever warn you that he was going to call the police if you didn't stop texting?
No.
Does any of this seem kind of weird at all to you?
No.
Because in a lot of people's eyes, they see this as weird.
Mm-hmm. That's because they're selfish. And they've never actually loved someone without getting anything back.
One date.
The point of love is to keep giving it. That's the math equation. It's love equals 3.3, which is infinity, times E equals MC squared, which is light. Light is forever.
There it is.
All right.
There's the crazy.
It would be 3. So it's infinity times light, which is also infinity. So it's just forward, forever forward. And if you're selfish, you can't understand that because you want something in return. He's not giving me anything in return.
I must be selfish because I couldn't understand a word that.
I know E equals MC squared, and that's about it. But when she got to the speed of light.
And you should. We'll put the link to this video in the show notes because you got to see the crazy eyes on this one.
I told him that if he ever blocked me on this app, that I would come move here, the woman told reporters. And he blocked me, so I came here. The woman's status conference and preliminary hearing are scheduled for next week. And it's unclear whether she has hired an attorney.
All right. Well, she said she was going to move there if he blocked her on the app, and he blocked her. So she moved. She keeps her promises. She's very, you know, honest, trustworthy lady.
She's fucking crazy as bitch as she is.
Fucking psycho.
I guess that didn't come out on the vetting of the online thing, huh?
No,
a little sexting, and all of a sudden turns out she.
Maybe Snapchat has a filter that filters out the crazy eyes.
Mash here if you're crazy. I guess not.
Maybe she had those.
65,000 texts.
Yeah.
I've known you for 6 years. I think I've sent you 20.
Maybe.
But I'm not obsessed with you, though.
No. We didn't meet on Tinder.
No. I didn't swipe right.
Story number 3, Florida man causes uproar at a high school prom with a live tiger.
A Florida high school principal said he regrets using live animals, including a caged tiger, as part of a jungle theme prom. The theme of the prom at Miami's Christopher Columbus High School was Welcome to the Jungle.
Okay, when I was in high school, they wouldn't even play Guns N' Roses at the dances.
Don't dress up like Slash. Let's bring a real freaking, what was it, tiger? Yeah, tiger. The prom, hosted at a hotel near Miami International Airport, featured several animals, including a caged tiger, a lemur, two macaws, and an African fennec fox.
Those things are cute. They're like, have you seen those? They're like the little tiny foxes.
No, I don't live in Africa.
Yeah, but they got them at Busch Gardens. They're like a little tiny little fox.
And that makes them all right.
They got huge ears. They're very cute. They look almost like puppies.
Detailed of the wild animal's appearance were sparked in part by a Facebook post from Mari Chris Castellanosis, whose brother attends the school. Her post included videos of the tiger pacing around the cage during prom. This poor tiger was used as an exotic amusement for the mindless teenagers who were present, she wrote. It is not the student's fault to be so naive, but it's the CCHS staff who arranged this event.
So she just gets away with insulting all the teenagers at the prom.
Like, come on, this is Stupid. All right. But in an interview with NBC Miami, the student's mother, Maria del Carmen Castellanosis, said the decision to use the animal showed lack of sensitivity. Whoever booked this event with his exotic entertainment might have not realized the message they were sending to the children attending the prom, she said. According to statements sent to multiple local outlets, Christopher Columbus High School said the tiger was never in danger or forced to perform, and the handlers were there with the animal at all times. Quote, upon reflection, we regret the decision to have live animals at our prom, said Principal David Pugh in a statement sent to ABC affiliate WPLG. This decision in no way reflects the Marist values, teachings of the Catholic Church, and are the accomplishments of our young and that of our distinguished alumni.
The Catholic Church has a pretty pretty long history with large cats. You know, they used to throw them to the lions. Actually, I saw another article about this one, and they said that everything was fine because they had a large enough supply of Frosted Flakes on hand, so the tiger wasn't going to go hungry.
Dude, that's just wrong. And you can't be happy with the way that came out.
Siegfried and Roy were not there, so it was not going to take a bite out of anybody.
If you're going to do Welcome to the Jungle, how do you not have the theme around rock and roll?
Good question.
I mean, that you got people that this should be 80s hard, just nasty rock.
Yeah, not a lemur.
Or an African fennec fox.
Those are cute.
Well, cute is not what you associate with Welcome to the Jungle.
No, but
Axl Rose.
They want to get the girls in the mood. It's prom, you know?
Welcome to the Jungle!
Yeah, that song is 30 years old.
Yeah, well, I'm 50, not older. So that's a good one.
Now it's time for our game, which is called Florida Man or Tourist. Each week, I give a list of five famous or infamous people. They could be actors, musicians, sports stars, criminals, or are famous in some other way. And Phil here has to guess if each one is a Florida man, meaning he was born in the Sunshine State or lived here for a significant period of time, or if he's a tourist, meaning he never stayed in Florida for longer than a vacation. For the sake of this game, Florida man can be a man, woman, boy, or a girl. If Phil guesses correctly on three or more people, he wins. If he misses more than he hits, I win. And the loser buys the beer for the next show.
And I'm 2 for 2, right?
You are 2 for 2.
Bam!
We have another theme this week. This week's theme is serial killers.
Serial killers.
Yes, and not Frosted Flakes.
We're not talking Kellogg's here.
We're not talking Kellogg's. We're talking, number one, Ed Gein.
Ed Gein. Spell Gein for me.
G-E-I-N. Ed Gein was an American murderer and body snatcher. His crimes gathered widespread notoriety after authorities discovered that Gein had exhumed corpses from local graveyards and fashioned trophies and keepsakes from their bones and skin. Gein confessed to killing two women, tavern owner Mary Hogan in 1954 and a hardware store owner Bernice Warden in 1957. Gein was initially found unfit to stand trial and confined to a mental health facility. In 1968, Gein was found guilty but legally insane of the murder of Warden and was remanded to psychiatric institutions. Gein was the inspiration for Norman Bates in Psycho, Leatherface in The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Buffalo Bill in The Silence of the Lambs. Is Ed Gein a Florida man or a tourist?
I have no freaking idea. Florida man.
You say Florida man. Okay. Number two is Aileen Wuornos.
Who?
Aileen Wuornos.
Aileen.
So from November 1989 to November 1990, Aileen Wuornos killed at least 6 men, and when she was eventually apprehended, she told police she'd shot her victims to death because they had either raped her or tried to rape her when they'd hired her for sex. Yeah. Okay.
I can make my call right now.
Wuornos changed her account multiple times, at some point stating she didn't act in self-defense, while at other times claiming she killed the victims out of fear for her life, making it difficult to know her true motivations for shooting 6 men to death. Aileen Wuornos was played by Charlize Theron in Monster.
Did she send 65,000 texts to either of the men?
No. That is a different person. Is Aileen Wuornos a Florida woman or a tourist?
Tourist.
You say tourist. Okay. Number three is Dennis Rader.
Dennis Rader.
Yes. Between 1974 and 1991, Dennis Rader murdered 10 people. He even sent letters to police taunting them under his alias name BTK, which stood for Bind, Torture, Kill. His technique was to stalk his victims before breaking into their homes, binding their limbs, and finally strangling them. He disappeared in 1988, but reemerged in 2005 when he sent a floppy disk to the press, which helped in tracing him. Who's using a floppy disk in 2005? That's what I want to know. Anyway, Rader confessed to his crimes and is currently serving 10 consecutive life sentences with the earliest release date possible on February 26th, 2180. Is Dennis Rader a Florida man or a tourist?
Is Rader with a Y or an I?
R-A-D-E-R.
Neither. So
neither.
Shit. I'm going with tourist.
Tourist. Okay. Number four, Jeffrey Dahmer. Dahmer was responsible for dismembering 17 men and boys between 1978 and 1991. Dahmer also indulged in necrophilia and cooking body parts of his victim, then eating them. He was eventually caught after a prospective victim managed to overpower him and escape. Dahmer was sentenced to 15 terms of life imprisonment in 1992, but he was beaten to death by a fellow prisoner 2 years later. Is Jeffrey Dahmer a Florida man or a tourist?
Now, I do remember this slightly, and I do not recall ever it being in relation to Florida, so I'm going with tourist.
Tourist. Okay. And finally, Ted Bundy. By 1978, Ted Bundy had left a trail of victims in Washington, Utah, Colorado, Oregon, California, and Idaho, and he'd successfully escaped from prison twice. In the wee hours of January 15th, 1978, the fugitive serial murderer broke into a sorority house and attacked four young women, killing Lisa Levy and Margaret Bowman by bludgeoning them to death. Then he left the house, entered a nearby apartment, and assaulted Cheryl Thomas, leaving the college student with permanent physical and emotional damage. Is Ted Bundy a Florida man or a tourist?
I don't recall Bundy having anything to do with Florida, so I'm going with tourist again.
Tourist. Okay. Number one was Ed Gein, the inspiration for Norman Bates and other serial killers in the movies. You said Ed Gein was a Florida man. And Ed Gein was a tourist. He lived and committed his murders in Plainfield, Wisconsin.
I was close.
Yeah, Wisconsin, that's right next to Florida. All right, number two was Aileen Wuornos.
Not Eileen. Aileen.
Not Eileen. A-I-L. So Aileen.
A-I-L is not Eileen.
A-I-L-E-E-N.
Oh, I thought Aileen. You said A-I-L. A-I-L is not Eileen. No. Aileen, that's just Ale.
Yeah, so she was played by Charlize Theron in Monster, which was a very, very nice step up in looks for Aileen.
Oh, really?
She was she was not
Charlize.
Would
I give her a six?
No. Aileen actually grew up in Michigan, but all of her murders took place in Florida. You said she was a tourist. You did? I wrote it right here. Son of a tourist. Bitch. And she was executed by lethal injection in Florida.
I'm 0 for 2.
You are. You got to get this one to stay in the game. All right. Number three was Dennis Rader, also known as BTK. You said he was a tourist, and Dennis Rader was a tourist. He
lived in
and, and
committed I'm coming his back, baby.
Around Wichita, Kansas. Okay. Jeffrey Dahmer. He is the cannibal, famous serial killer, and killed in prison. You said he was a tourist, and Jeffrey Dahmer killed all the people when he lived in Wisconsin. But Dahmer lived in Miami Beach from March to September 1981, so he is a Florida man, technically.
Oh, come on. March to September.
That is
not, quote-unquote, a significant amount of time.
It's longer than a vacation.
March to September.
Have you had a six-month vacation ever?
That's bullshit.
So
that is bullshit.
All right. Well, we'll call that one.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
We'll put a pin in that one for you, and we'll go to Ted Bundy.
Six months is not a significant amount of time.
You said Ted Bundy was a tourist, And Ted Bundy's final murders at the sorority house was at Florida State University, and he was imprisoned and executed here. So you would not have made it either. So.
All right. Well, never mind.
One out I got of one. Five today. So I
even cheated on the last two. I Googled
you
them.
Asshole.
Still lost it. God dang it.
All right. I Yingling, thank you, is what I prefer.
Yeah, you get whatever I buy. And our final story of the evening, Florida man arrested while trying to hide legless fugitive girlfriend in plastic bin.
This one's out of Winter Haven and is from WTSP.com. A Florida man was arrested Tuesday after trying to conceal his fugitive girlfriend in a plastic storage container. John Robert Carr Jr., age 48, of 107B Lake Elizabeth Drive, Winter Haven, faces a resisting arrest charge after attempting to conceal Crystal Lee Anderson, 39, from arrest at his home by a team of Polk County Sheriff deputies and officers with the U.S. Marshals Florida Regional Fugitive Task Force, according to a statement released Wednesday by the Sheriff's Office. That's good old Grady Judd, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Polk County. Yeah.
Yep. Anderson, who has no legs, was...
Anderson's the girl, right?
She's the girl. She's the girlfriend. No legs, and is on the run. Was wanted for failure to appear at an Orange County court in 2015 on charges of armed kidnapping, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon on a law enforcement officer, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and false imprisonment. According to the sheriff's office statement, Anderson went into a Burger King in Orange County, where she held the people inside hostage with a firearm that was later discovered to be a BB gun. The incident led to a shooting with an Ocoee police officer, which resulted in the loss of both of her legs. According to the Orlando Sentinel, Anderson had entered an Ocoee Burger King with a gun on May 22, 2015, and threatened a relative who was working there. When the police officer arrived and told her to drop the weapon, she pointed it at him, the Sentinel reported. The federal marshals and deputies were following up on a tip that Anderson was staying at Carr's home. When the officers arrived, Carr told them Anderson was not there. However, one officer had observed through a bedroom window Carr putting this 4-foot-tall Anderson into a plastic tote. They found Anderson, who surrendered without incident.
Now, the police just get a tip that the place was crawling with pussy.
Now, I know if you're under a certain height, you're considered a little person. But if you're only 4 feet tall because your legs were shot off by the cops, does that like exclude you from?
Wait, were her legs shot off? Not that night. They were shot off before.
They were shot off in the original incident, which she failed to appear for court for.
Oh, so she was injured in a BB gun shooting related incident.
She pointed a BB gun at a cop and he blew her legs off. That's Florida.
That's Florida. Either he's a really good shot or a really bad shot.
Yeah.
I've never heard them hit so bad that they had to amputate both their legs.
And she sounds like the kind of girl that would have tattoos on her legs, too. You know, she was pissed.
Was it from the knee up, or was it like the whole?
Well, she's 4 feet tall, so I'm guessing they had at least a foot cut off of her. Come on, that one was good.
Yeah. I laid that one up there for you like a softball, didn't I?
And he stuffed her into a plastic tote.
I mean, that's true love. I mean, that's love.
That's, you know what? That's.
I mean, that's. I mean, you can look at that whatever you want. I mean, he loves her.
He wanted to keep her.
That's love.
Can you imagine? How much you would save on airplane tickets if you just put her...
You can't take a garbage can on an airplane.
No, but you can put her in the suitcase if she fits in a tote.
That's a good point.
They got those big-ass suitcases now on the wheels.
Yeah. They use skateboard wheels now.
Yep.
That's love. I'm sorry. This is a love story.
And it's Polk County. Does not.
I feel sorry for him. I truly feel sorry for him. I mean, you think about how many women in the world that don't have legs... He found one, and now they're going to be apart forever.
The legs. Her name is Crystal, and it's spelled Krystle. I'm guessing before she lost the legs, she was an exotic dancer. She can't wrap those legs around the pole now.
No, she better have some good upper body strength now.
There's a special category on Pornhub.
I don't want to know that.
Just for amputees.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Are you shitting me? Or are you being serious?
No, I'm serious.
Why are you there? How do you know this?
I clicked on random.
I don't want to know that.
Yeah, you. Yeah.
Don't, now you know I'm gonna go look.
Don't click on random on Pornhub.
No. No. I don't want to see that. You can't, because you can't unsee it.
You don't want to unsee the amputees.
Yeah. No. Yes, I do. I don't.
No.
All right. Well, I'll check it out later. And that's all the time we have for this week.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or whatever podcatcher you use. Like us on Facebook and Instagram, or follow us on Twitter. We're known as @FloridaMenPod, FloridaMenPod. Or you can send us an email at FloridaMenPodcast@gmail.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674. That's not a Florida number, but it was all Google Voice had available. If you'd like to support the show financially and get early access and extended ad-free episodes, discounts on our merchandise and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen. Our paid subscribers get lots of extras. Head on over to our page on Patreon to see what they are.
Do we have a page there?
We do. Patreon.com/floridamen. This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, especially our families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism. Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
Copyright 2018.
Peace. I just lost all my stuff. Got it. Oh. I'm supposed to read this. The
trigger warning.
Oh, that's me. Okay.
Yeah.
That was a good story.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid. But good.
Oh, just wait. They get better.
All right. A lemur, two macaws?
Mm-hmm.
What's a macaw?
It's that beautiful red parrot.
Like, oh, why don't you call it a parrot?
Well, because that's a specific kind of parrot.
All right, two parrots and an American fox.
Or an African fennec fox. You want to read that one again?
I'm not happy with how that came out.
All right, go ahead and read that. Go ahead and read that whole line again.
The prom hosted at a motel. Shit.